right, time to wake up. Are you awake? Come on, I got time. I'm going to wait. Are you awake? Good morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. We have got a great show for you today. I'm so glad that you are allowing me to start your day with me, or me with you, however that works. We've got on the show coming up today, Father Michael Callahan from the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal. Father is the associate director. He's going to be talking about the upcoming solemn novena. So this is going to be good. If you're someone who might be a little confused about the Blessed Mother and the Miraculous Medal and how she can help us to grow closer to Christ, I want you to stick around, because the Miraculous Medal and the Blessed Mother have both been instrumental in my life, and I can't wait to share this with you. And Father's going to be a really great guest. I talked to him. He's excited about it. He's going to be the preacher for the upcoming novena, so he's going to share some great information with us. We got a story about a homeless man protecting the forgotten keys of a motorcyclist. I want you to hear this story, because it's really something that reminds us that everybody has dignity. Sometimes we look at people and we say, well, this person, you know, they're no good, or they can't do anything, or I don't trust them. This is the type of story that we need to hear. We got some amazing music coming up for you. Be Not Afraid, a Bible verse. It's all about learning to be sufficient. How important is that? And to be content with what you have. You know, that's it's self-sufficient, I meant to say. Being content with what you have, I think it's a big problem. For a lot of us, that can be a source of anxiety. I wish I had more. I need more. You know that feeling? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Let's see. That's about it. That's going to fill up the hour. Let's start the day with the prayer, as we always do. We begin with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love doing that prayer, especially because we are on Holy Spirit Radio. Very appropriate, don't you think? But more importantly, because of the fact that I can't do anything in my life without the help of the Holy Spirit. It's okay to accept that. You know, sometimes we try to do so many things, we forget to ask for the Holy Spirit's help. This is the Spirit that Jesus gave to us. That Spirit that drove him to do and say what he did and to say what he said. We've got that Spirit. We receive the Spirit when we're baptized. It's completed in confirmation. So you have a lot of power. All you got to do is tap into that Holy Spirit. So make sure you do that today. You better believe that we do it here. I certainly do it, because I couldn't do this show without the help of the Holy Spirit. By the way, speaking of help, once again, I am alone in the studio. My partner in crime, or partner in good things, whatever you want to call him, Mr. Dave Parker, is recuperating at home. And God willing, he's going to be back with us very soon. So Dave, I know you're listening, brother. Miss you. Can't wait to have you back in the studio. Please keep Dave in your prayers. He's doing great. I talked to him. He's doing fine, but I want him back in the studio. We need him back in action. Coming up, incidentally, next week, got some interesting things. On Monday, we've got Michael Rossi. He's the voice of the Christophers. You know, those Christopher minutes that we play, which, by the way, is something that I wanted on the show. I love doing those. They remind us that we've got a plan. God's got a plan for us. He's got a job for each of us. It doesn't have to be overly complicated, but He's got something he wants each of us to do today. The Christophers do a fantastic job reminding us of that. It's a great organization founded, I think, in 1945 by Father Michael Keller. But their voice, I believe his official title, he's the communications director, Tony Rossi. He's going to be on the show on Monday with us live. So make sure you schedule that. And then after that, for the rest of the week, I'm going to be doing a road trip along with Fearless Frank Elias. And we're going to be headed down to Birmingham, Alabama, to participate in the EWTN radio conference. And listen, we're going to be broadcasting live, so check that out. It's going to be very interesting. Lots of good things happening. We'll be coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama next week. Make sure you tune in. And then, man, all kinds of good things coming up after that. I'll keep you posted as we get closer. But right now, I want to give you the time. Your time is 7:05. Okay, here's a little story. And I will have a picture of this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I'll put that up as soon as we're done the show. And we'll have links for everything that I talk about on the show. I went to get my morning coffee today. Now, it's going to be a very nice day in the Delaware Valley. I think the high is going to be up to about 76. It was going to be 78, but they put it down to 76, saying that we might have some clouds, might keep the temperature down. But this is November 3rd. 76 degrees. How incredible is that? But what really blew me away was I was getting my coffee. I went to Wawa to get some coffee this morning, and they've got their Christmas cups out already. Do you believe that? They've got, and you probably do because it gets pushed up more. They've got the Christmas things out earlier and earlier every year, it seems. But now here's my problem, or my observation on it. I don't know if it made me feel that bad. And in fact, I had my choice of a Christmas cup, got a nice snowman on there, some Christmas trees, and or a regular cup. I went with the Christmas cup. So I'm putting a picture of that on the website. I don't know. It makes me feel good. I know we're rushing things. I know. Look, and listen, we're going to be around here throughout the upcoming Advent season, which is really what it is. It's not really the Christmas season. It's the Advent season. We're getting ready. But whatever you want to call it, we're going to be here to try to keep you calm, to try to focus on the upcoming birth of the Lord. It's not a bad thing. You know, it can become a rat race. And we're going to try our best to make it uplifting and joyful. So I didn't really get upset by the idea of a Christmas cup. I thought it's kind of a cool thing. Made me happy. Made me realize that Advent, believe it or not, is only a few weeks away. Now, don't panic, remember? Be not afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50 if you're starting to panic. But it's a joyful time of year, and we don't want to get caught up in the rat race. Sometimes we could forget who we're celebrating at Christmas time, right? So we're going to make sure you remember that. But anyway, they have their Christmas cups up. You're going to be seeing a lot more of that. And again, I didn't really have a big problem with it. Made me kind of happy. Made me realize this is a great time of year. And we're going to be talking more. We're going to get you into the Christmas. We'll get your Christmas spirit going. We'll get you prepared to welcome the Lord. And that's one of the things we want to make sure we do. We just don't want to prepare for Christmas. We want to prepare to welcome Jesus. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Just wanted to make that observation. Now, I also saw that the Cubs, I didn't catch the game because I had to go to bed a little early to get up for the show. The Cubs won the World Series. How incredible is that? I was pulling for them. I have to be honest. It's been a long time for the Cubbies. Bit of a drought, a long drought, and now they won the World Series. So I thought that was kind of cool. And also in the news, the SEPTA strike is still ongoing. So if you're affected by it, I hope that I can cheer you up a little bit. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. But let's say a prayer that gets resolved, because so many people are being impacted by that situation. So seriously, it's a good idea to start saying prayers for even these situations that you wouldn't ordinarily pray for, because God is in charge of everything. He really is. So let's say a prayer that can get resolved and things can get back to normal. Okay, let's take a look at today's gospel for November the 3rd. The gospel comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. And again, we're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com so you can read it later and think about it and let these words really sink in. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." I love this gospel, and I'll tell you why. This should make you feel really good. God cares about you. He cares about you as if you were the only person who exists. I want you to think about that as you go throughout the day. You may be feeling lonely. So many of us, we get to these periods in our lives where we feel that we're all alone. You might be in a business meeting. You might be home and nobody's coming to visit. Nobody's calling you. You might not have a lot of friends. Whatever it is, you do have a friend. The Lord loves you and He cares about you. Now, this is the year, we're just about concluding the year of mercy as declared by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. It's a reminder for all of us of God's great mercy. We should never despair. We should never feel that we're hopeless or that we're a lost cause or we did so many bad things that we can never be forgiven. That's not the case at all. And I'm speaking directly to you because I know many people are struggling with this. Many people are saying, I'm just not good enough. I can never become a good person. God will never forgive me. I'm just going to forget about trying to have a relationship with Him. Please don't do that. This is Thursday. On Saturday, most churches have confession. If it's been a long time, why don't you think about going back? You're going to feel so good. The Lord loves you. And you know what? Let's talk about Jesus and His human heart for a minute, because sometimes we forget this. We look at Jesus, we look at Him on a crucifix, we hear what He says in the gospel, and we forget that He's speaking to us right now in the year 2016, to each one of us. He has a human heart. Therefore, He can feel emotions. He can be sad. He can be happy. If you are away from Him, now He's never away from you, no matter what it feels like, He's never away from you. But if you are away from Him, maybe you stopped going to church, maybe you did commit some sin and you feel really bad, maybe you're not praying anymore, whatever it is, He's sad. He's sad because you have turned away from Him, intentionally, unintentionally, whatever the case, He wants you back as a friend. And even if you're on good terms with Him, He wants you to be even a better friend. And it's so incredible to think that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Master of the universe, the guy who performed all of these miracles, who rose from the dead, opened the gates of heaven for us, cares about me personally. But He does. He cares about you. That's what this gospel is saying today. And in the same way, now this is where it gets a little challenging, you and me, we've got to care about the people around us. Is there somebody who I can reach out to today? Small way. Doesn't have to be a big way. And again, I've said this often, maybe that little smile to the cashier, the toll collector, the person on the road, somebody you meet today, the coworker who drives you crazy, a smile, a kind word, offering to help in some way, saying a prayer for them. So many little things that we can do for other people. There is no such thing as anybody who is beyond the mercy of God, right? And often He's going to use us to reach out to that person. So, number one, think of the great mercy that the Lord shows on you today and how much He loves you, and try to thank Him for that and do something to get closer to Him today. Again, it could be something very simple. And then look around you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you go throughout the day. You're going to see people, some of whom you will never see again for the rest of your life. Think about that. Happens all the time. I do a lot of traveling when I speak around the country, and I see people in airports and restaurants that I will never see again in this life. What can I do for that person? Can I pray for that person? Can I say a kind word? Simple things, but they're so powerful. So think about that today. And again, if you want to look at that gospel and all the readings from Daily Mass, we have them linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Right now, your time is 7:14. I'm Gary Zimak. It is great to be able to start the day with you. Coming up, Father Michael Callahan from the Miraculous Metal Shrine in Germantown is going to be joining us to talk about the upcoming Solemn Novena. So you want to stick around. We're going to talk about also the a story of a homeless man protecting the keys of a motorcyclist. I mean, you're going to love this story. Plus, I got some facts about the Hail Mary. Got many good songs, lots of good things. We're just getting started. Get your coffee brewing. Get your breakfast ready. Continue to stick with us. We're going to have lots of good things coming up for you. The time right now, 7:14. I'm Gary Zimak. We'll be back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 3rd. Today we celebrate Saint Martin de Porres. An illegitimate mulatto reared in poverty, Martin was locked into a low level of Lima, Peru's society when he was born in 1579. At 12, he became the apprentice of a barber surgeon. He learned how to cut hair, care for wounds, and prepare and administer medicines. But Martin wanted more. He approached the Dominicans, seeking acceptance as a lay helper, since he didn't feel worthy to be a religious brother. But after 9 years in that role, the community asked him to become a brother. So moved were they by the example of his prayer and penance, charity and humility. He also served as spiritual director to many in his community. Brother Martin spent his days caring for the sick and poor, whatever their color, race, or status. He helped found an orphanage and cared for slaves newly arrived from Africa. Early in life, Martin was presented with a choice: either become bitter and complain about his difficult lot, or devote himself to good works. He took the latter route. Today, we honor him as a model of Christian forgiveness and justice. Martin died in 1639 and was canonized in 1962. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
About that. Is that amazing or what? You know who that is? That is, you may know, you may not. That's Jordan Smith. He was the winner of season 9 of The Voice. And incidentally, he is the best-selling artist in the history of the show. That's an incredible performance. Just blew me away. Gives me chills. And man, I'll tell you what, that is just awesome. Great to see him doing that. I was watching, that's the studio version of his live performance that he gave on the show. But when he did that, it was just him on a piano on stage and a piano on stage, and it just blew the audience away. It's great to see the Lord being mentioned, and he definitely has some gospel roots. It's great to see the Lord being mentioned in the world. That's a good thing. The world needs more of that, don't you think? I'm Gary Zimek, current time, 7:20. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. By the way, I want to let you know if there's anything that I can do for you. I give this email address out a lot. I want to hear from you. Anything I can do for you, let me know what you think about the show. You've been really great to let us know what you think about the program. And praise God, it's been good. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy that you're pleased with the show. My goal is to be here for a long time. I want to keep starting the day with you, because I think we all need something like this. I need it. It gets me going. And I know Dave Parker and everybody at Holy Spirit Radio feels the same way. So let us know what you think about the show. Maybe you want to invite me to speak at your parish. I would love to do that. I've got some upcoming talks in the area in 2017. So I'm going to let you know where I will be. Maybe you can come out and you can see me. We can meet each other. I love being out there and getting to meet you. But my email address is gary@holyspiritradio.org. gary@holyspiritradio.org. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. Let me know you're out there. I want to know where you're from as well. You're getting to know me. You're getting to know Dave Parker. You're getting to know the people we bring on the air. But we want to know about you as well. So let us know. gary@holyspiritradio.org. Okay, today's weather, 58 degrees currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. A slight chance of showers before noon today, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 5 p.m., then possibly showers and maybe a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 50. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 61, a little bit more seasonable, still going to be a nice day. Northwest wind tomorrow, 10 to 16 miles per hour, with some wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. So there's your weather report. Coming up soon on the program, we're going to have Father Michael Callahan talking about the miraculous medal. Boy, I'm going to just share a couple things in the next segment about my involvement with the miraculous medal and how I first got to know the Blessed Mother. I'm a cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, and I really didn't have a good appreciation for the Blessed Mother. And then one day we had a preacher come in to a priest who was leading a mission, parish mission, or leading the Miraculous Medal Novena, I should say. And he talked about how the minute you ask the Blessed Mother for something, she's already talking to her son, Jesus. And he said, you know, ask for anything, whatever you need, ask her. We have that great biblical example in the wedding at Cana. And she certainly is an intercessor. She cares, and she always is with Jesus. So if you need something, you make sure you get to know the Blessed Mother. But that was my story. I got to know her through the Miraculous Medal, and man, it's been a great relationship ever since then. So I'm excited that Father Callahan's going to be on with us talking about the Miraculous Medal Novena coming up at the Shrine of the Miraculous Medal in Germantown. It's going to be starting on November the 14th, I believe it is. 14th through the 22nd. So that's right around the corner. We'll have more information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, I mentioned that I was going to talk about this article, and again, this is linked at spiritinthemorning.com. A homeless man protecting the keys of a motorcyclist. We have, unfortunately, sometimes an image of a homeless person, who they are, what they're all about, but a lot of times that image isn't correct. You know, we judge the book by the cover more often than not. I'm guilty. I'm guilty so many times of misinterpreting somebody's actions the way they are just on appearance. And this is just a little food for thought. Even though a homeless man had the opportunity to take advantage of a forgetful motorcyclist, he knew he wanted to do the right thing. 43-year-old Francisco Hernandez was sleeping in a public shelter for 6 months since becoming homeless. That's another thing we forget. Things happen in the lives of people. They run into some bad luck. They lose their job. Some situation happens. They can't pay their bills, and they become homeless. They weren't born homeless. Something happens. During the day, this man earned money by guiding drivers to available parking spaces on the streets of Columbia in exchange for tips. Now, it was supposed to be a regular business day for Mr. Hernandez last Wednesday until He found a parked motorcycle with the keys left in the bike. The homeless man tried to give the keys to some nearby police officers, but they told him to go to the police station. And he said the station was far and he couldn't really go, so he decided to keep the key and ask for a paper and pen in a local store so that he could leave a note. How many of us would go the extra mile? I know we do sometimes, but doesn't it often happen that we're too busy to help somebody out? Oh, I'd like to help this person, but, you know, got too much going on, can't really do it, and that's the end of it. It's important that we start to think a little bit differently. The Lord, you know, we heard in that gospel today, the Lord is always going to seek us out, and he will rejoice when one sinner repents. He could have 99 out of 100 who are following along, who are doing exactly what they're supposed to be, but he's going to keep seeking that one person. It wouldn't be great if we could all do the same thing and really go the extra mile. So now the homeless man, his name was Paco, he wrote a note saying, "Hi, my name is Paco, and I have the keys for your motorcycle. Don't worry." And he gave the location where he would be. The owner of the motorcycle, 27-year-old Pedro Teruel, said that he initially thought that the name of the shelter was the name of another street, but the worker inside the store informed him that the man who had the keys was actually a homeless man, worried that someone would steal Pedro's property, and directed him to the shelter. Now, pause for a minute and think about that. A homeless man is concerned that someone is going to steal the property of this motorcyclist, right? A homeless man. He has nothing. He's in a shelter. Pedro eventually found him in the shelter, and he had his keys returned. Now, check it out. The homeless man refused to accept a reward, and he stated this: "I see so much corruption and people getting angry about it. If I accepted the money, I would be just one of them, and I'm not. We must help one another because it's the right thing to do without any kind of expectation for a reward." Those are the remarks of this homeless man who protected the keys of this motorcyclist. Isn't that an amazing story? Check it out. It's linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Share it on Facebook, Twitter. You know, let your friends know about this. This is, and in the next segment, you're going to hear a message from the Christophers. These Christopher Minutes that we play, they are reminders that each of us is called to make a difference in the world. And it can be so simple. God has a plan for you. He wants you to do something today. Maybe you could help somebody out, much in the same way that this homeless man helped the motorcyclist out. Spirit of the Morning time right now, 7:28. I'm Gary Zimak. It's great to be starting the day with you. Coming up, Father Michael Callahan is going to be talking about the Solemn Novena of the Miraculous Medal. So you don't want to miss that. Later on in the show at 7:50, we have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. So if you're feeling a little anxious, relax. I got you covered. We've got a Bible verse coming up that's going to help you. Call a friend. Let them know that Spirit in the Morning is on the air, and we would love to have them join us. Got lots of room here. I got plenty of chairs at my table. There's always a space for one more person. Stay right there. I'm Gary Zimak. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Two U.S. service members have been killed battling Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan. NATO says they were fighting alongside local troops. They are rare combat deaths for American forces who largely handed over securing the war-torn nation to Afghan troops some 2 years ago. NATO has not yet released the identity of the two Americans. The last residents of a sprawling migrant camp in Calais, France, are being evacuated. Up to 400 women and children are being transferred to family centers around France so that the government can shut the camp for good. Some 7,000 migrants had been staying in that camp, also known as the jungle. And the Chicago Cubs have won the World Series, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings during Game 7 last night. That's the end of a long drought for Chicago. The team hadn't won a World Series title since 1908. Cubs fans have been hugging each other and crying now that their team has won a World Series after more than 100 years. Lifelong Cubs fan Mike Delmanowski, who flew from Chicago to Cleveland to witness history in person, said, quote, "This was torture," end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com. And we will gladly help you return to full operation.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Orr accomplished some legendary feats on the ice with the Boston Bruins, but it's the things he's quietly done in his personal life that earn him true hero status. As reported by the Boston Globe, Orr's former teammate, Derek Sanderson, recalled how Orr rescued him from an addiction to drugs and alcohol, sticking with him through 12 relapses and paying for every treatment. And when Bruins trainer John Forrestal, with whom Orr lived early in his career, he was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, Bobby Orr took him in and cared for him until he passed away. Those are just two instances of many, but they serve as a testament to a sports figure who exemplifies character. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
When fear feels bigger than my faith, and struggles steal my breath away, when my back's pressed up against the wall, with the weight of my worries stacked up tall, you're strong enough to hold it all. I will cast my cares on you. You're the anchor of my hope, the troubles of this world for your peace inside my soul. This was not what I would have chosen, but you see the future no one knows yet, and you're still good when I can see the working of you.
Peace inside my soul. I will cast my cares on you. on you.
That was Cast My Cares by Finding Favor. Isn't that a great message? Sometimes we go around with all these problems. We forget that the Lord loves us and He wants us to turn to Him with our troubles, our anxieties. Give them to Him today. We're going to talk more about that at 7:50 when we have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I mentioned that we're going to be talking about the solemn novena taking place at the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal, often referred to as the Miraculous Medal Shrine in Germantown. My story with it, very briefly, with the Miraculous Medal, I grew up in Busselton. My parish was Maternity BVM, and each year we would have a Vincentian priest come in and lead the Miraculous Medal novena. Well, one year, it was sometime in the 80s, I was out of college, I was working, kind of depressed, a lot of things not going right in my life. But the priest came in, and I thought, well, I'm going to check this Miraculous Medal novena out. He talked about how powerful the Blessed Mother's intercession is. And he said that as soon as we ask her for anything, you can be confident she's already talking to Jesus and presenting our request. So I had a lot of things going on in my life. I went to the novena. I did it every day. And amazingly, my intentions, I had a couple of them, they just got granted. And it really made me realize the power of the Blessed Mother. But until then, really, Mary was very much a confusing topic for me, even though I grew up, went to Catholic school for 12 years. And I think that's the way it is for so many people, that they don't really understand Mary's role. Is she going to take us away from Jesus? Do we worship her? What do we believe as Catholics? And by the way, those first things are completely untrue. She will never take us away from Jesus. And she will always, we don't worship her. She is a creature, but she will intercede for us and bring us closer to the Lord. So I'm pleased that we're going to bring on Father Michael Callahan. He is the Associate Director of the Miraculous Medal Shrine. He was ordained to the priesthood in 1976 and professed final vows in the Congregation of the Mission. That means he's a Vincentian priest in 1983. In his ministry, Father has served as associate pastor at Sacred Heart Church and Our Lady of Fatima. He was an English teacher at Archbishop Wood High School right down the street in Warminster, and assistant professor of English and speech at the College of Professional Studies at St. John's University in Jamaica, New York. He also served as the chair of the Department of English at St. Joseph's Preparatory Seminary in Princeton, New Jersey. He is the preacher for the solemn novena coming up from November 14th through the 22nd down at the Shrine. The topic, and I think this is fascinating, is the Miraculous Medal in America's history. So we're pleased to welcome him to Spirit of the Morning. Father Callahan, are you there?
Thank you very much. It's great to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning. I really appreciate you coming on with us today. Okay, Father, I have to ask you. Now, you and I, we spoke on the phone prior to the interview, and I would love you to share with the listeners, there is a connection between the Miraculous Medal and the city of Philadelphia. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yes. The thing that, in many, many ways, for people who live in the Germantown neighborhood of mm-hmm. Philadelphia, which some refer to as Northwest Philadelphia, I would say what really put it on the map was the Vincentians came from St. Louis to Philadelphia. They were looking for a seminary. One of the people who attended that seminary that they founded, which was St. Vincent's Seminary, was a neighborhood kid at that time. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the 1870s, the 1880s, was Joseph Skelly. Mm-hmm. And Joseph Skelly went on to be the founder of the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal. And he was right from St. Vincent's Parish in Germantown here. And so, that goes back. I mean, Father Skelly was born 1874 after the American Civil War. He's ordained a priest in 1900. In 1915, he founds the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal. One of the things that he would always do in fundraising was, as a thank you note, he would send a Miraculous Medal in an envelope thanking people for the money that they sent for the Central Association.
Very nice. So there is that local connection. I didn't realize that. I knew Father Skelly was responsible for founding the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal. But I didn't know he grew up right in the area like that, Father.
Yes, he did. There was one of the reasons why the Vincentians came to the United States. Of course, when they came just a little over 200 years ago in 1816, was really to promote parish missions. Well, the apparitions in Paris of the Blessed Mother to St. Catherine Labre had not yet taken place.
Right.
That was 1830.
Okay.
But in Missouri, outside of St. Louis, in an area called the Barrens, in Perryville, Missouri, in the year 1930, they built, they started the construction of a church that would commemorate the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of the Blessed Mother to St. Catherine Labre.
Wow. Father, I have to ask you, somebody out there is listening right now saying, okay, this miraculous medal stuff, it sounds like a good luck charm to me. It's no different than a rabbit's foot. And you know, people have that belief. What would you say to somebody who would say, well, this is just a good luck charm, this miraculous medal?
Okay. Yes, it's my explanation. First of all, I was definitely holding my rosary and my medal last night during the Chicago Cubs Cleveland Indians World
yeah,
Series. There's no doubt about that.
I hear
and,
you.
And things turned out on my side very
me
well.
Me too, Father. I'm with
but
you.
But besides that, now that would be the rabbit's foot approach. I mean, here's the thing. We must use all these things for a supernatural purpose. And the
right.
only way that we're able to do that is through the gift of faith.
Right.
And the gift of faith is a supernatural gift that God is faithful to his promise. The strongest sign of put the resurrection, put the incarnation, and then the Immaculate Conception. But for us to embrace those we call the mysteries,
right.
which is a tricky word too, for us to embrace those mysteries, there must begin with the gift of faith, which is a supernatural gift.
Right, right.
You know, with all due respect to the rabbits, and I hope they don't get their feet cut off too much longer, that would work on a natural level, and, you know, we do those things once in a while, too. But you know, we got rid of the goat's curse. But on the other hand, to be able to move within these mysteries, the Greek word mysterium, which means really to enter into a supernatural reality.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do that, it would seem to me that we must embrace and use the gift that was given to us in our baptism, which is the gift of faith.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's easy to fall victim to that, looking at the miraculous medal as a rabbit's foot. But through faith, we can realize that there's something bigger going on here. Father, I have to ask you, how about the young people, maybe some of the millennials? What do they need to know about the miraculous medal?
I think that usually Mary appears when she manifests herself and draws us into an experience of something like an apparition. It's almost always with young people, right? So the three children at Fatima. Catherine Labre was only in the convent a few months.
Mm.
When she experienced Mary's apparition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Juan Diego, I don't know how old Juan Diego was at Guadalupe, but it seems to me that the power is, I think for millennials often have questions about, well, why I was in a generation of boomers that we were brought to church. We had a catechism and we had lots of definitions and vocabulary words
right.
about our faith.
Right.
Now, vocabulary words and theological terms are not necessarily faith, but I think many millennials look at our generation and say, why am I hearing this for the first time?
Mm.
And so I think one of the connections that millennials can have to the church itself, to the body of Christ,
right.
is definitely to understand a little bit of the history of how these things come into human existence, how salvation history
right.
comes into human history. And I think for a lot of millennials, there's not an ongoing or had not been an ongoing tradition of, if you want to say, information, but really knowledge about the articles of our faith. And this is one way to connect. I mean, if you connect with the medal, you connect to a little bit of church history. You mm-hmm. connect to, the question of the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, because the medal was originally called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception.
Right, right. Very interesting. Father, what would you say if so, and we hear this sometimes, to someone who says, well, I'm afraid to get too close to the Blessed Mother because that will take away from my relationship with Jesus. Shouldn't I be focused on Jesus?
Mary will never stop with just herself.
Right.
I remember coming home, I was in third grade, and I told my mother that I did not like Our Lady of Fatima because Ooh. I didn't like the story, and it was scary.
Wow.
And there was a war going on, too. The kids were going to die. There was this letter that was going to be opened, you know. And my mother said, Mary will lead you to Jesus.
Oh.
And so the thing is that when I was in college, as a college seminarian, I was somewhat concerned that there was almost this separate cult of Mary that really was disconnected to the church and the sacraments.
Right.
But as a matter of fact, it's actually a channel or a venue right into the tabernacle.
Mm.
Legend has it, and I don't know how true this is, that even when Mary appeared at the Rudabach to Catherine,
mm-hmm.
that she genuflected to the tabernacle before she would talk or manifest herself. Now, that may be a pious story, but it does that the emphasis of the church is that Mary is the mother of the church. If Mary is the mother of the church, she will always bring us to the Eucharist.
Wow. And you know, Father, that's what I found in my own life too. It really is true. You get to know the Blessed Mother, you are going to be drawn closer to Jesus. Now, Father,
right.
I want to encourage everybody to go out and attend the Miraculous Medal Novena, the Solemn Novena. It runs from November 14th through the 22nd. We have it linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And before I let you go, I want to thank you for coming on. I really appreciate this. And Father, if you could, would you be able to leave us with a blessing before you go?
Sure. I will say this. God, you are the source of all blessings. You are the God of love. We, your people in the church, the people of the world, we thank you for the gift of Mary, especially Mary's miraculous conception, immaculate conception. We ask this day that you bless all of us, that you draw us closer to the love that is manifested through the arms of Mary in the sacred hearts of Jesus and Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Father Michael Callahan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Have a great day, Father. Thanks again. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now, 7:48. We'll be right back with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. Pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
father, the orphan. Your kindness makes us whole. And you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt, rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's why
Ever Be by Aaron Shust. Really lifts you up, doesn't it, when you hear songs like that? I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. It's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Again, I want to thank Father Michael Callahan from the Miraculous Metal Shrine for joining us today to talk about the solemn novena that's going to be taking place beginning on November the 14th. Make sure, you know, if you have never done that before, I strongly recommend that you you head out there to the Miraculous Metal Shrine in Germantown. And again, we have it linked at spiritinthemorning.com and participate in this solemn novena. Do you have some needs in your life? Well, the Blessed Mother wants to help you. She wants to take those, your intentions, whatever they may be, to Jesus. And give it a shot. You will not be disappointed. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11. Philippians 4, 11. And here's what St. Paul says. I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. So what does that have to do with anxiety and becoming worried? Well, so many times we are afraid because of material possessions. You might be dealing with a medical issue, and we worry about these things. But what St. Paul is saying is that he has learned with God's grace, and you know, don't try to do this on your own, to be accepting of whatever happens in his life. So no matter whether you're dealing with financial difficulties, and St. Paul certainly had his share of problems, he had many, many difficulties in his life, understand that the Lord is always with you. And that if he's with you, and realizing that, and realizing that he's going to give you the grace to deal with these things, your comfort level will increase, even if you're uncomfortable at the moment. So if you're dealing with a medical problem, if you're dealing with financial burdens, if you're lonely, so many different problems that we could face, if you hate your job and you're really struggling at the office, knowing that the Lord is with you is going to make it a lot easier. So that's our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. It's simple. This was not anything overly academic. That's a very simple but powerful verse. So I encourage you to check out spiritinthemorning.com and meditate on that verse throughout the day. Just let it sink in. You know, you don't have to. Meditation is sometimes a scary word. All it means is thinking about things, thinking about this. Instead of worrying about your circumstances, look at St. Paul and realize that this guy didn't have it easy. And somehow he managed to find peace. He did that because he had a close friendship with Jesus Christ. And that really is the secret to experiencing peace for all of us. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The relatively new, I think this is our fourth week on the air. Boy, time is going fast. This has been an amazing experience. The relatively new Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley. We are your local Catholic voice right here at Holy Spirit Radio. We're so happy to be with you. Please let your friends know that we're here and let them know that we would love to have them listen as well. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org with any comments you may have. I want to hear about you. Just let me know what you think of the program, where you're listening from, what your parish is, and maybe you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish. I would love to do that. If you want to find more information about the work that I do, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I've got a new book coming out very shortly. I'll let you know about that as we get closer. But I really, right now, before we sign off, just want to let you know how much I appreciate being with you each morning. This gets me going. I'm glad you like the program as well. And continue to pray for us. We will pray for you here at Holy Spirit Radio. And in fact, Monsignor O'Donnell, who does a program on the air with Janet Napoli, a local program where he looks at the scripture readings each week for Sunday Mass, Monsignor celebrates a Mass right here at Holy Spirit Radio in our chapel for all of our Holy Spirit Radio family. We do that. He does that once a month. We're grateful to Monsignor. He's a great guy. And know that you're covered in prayer. That's the important thing. I want you to know that by being a listener, that makes you a member of the Holy Spirit Radio family. And that's a cool thing, right? You and me, we're family. Monsignor is saying Mass once a month, at least, for your intentions. So that should make you feel good. And you know you got extra graces coming your way. Let's close with our ending prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All-powerful and ever-living God, shine with the light of your radiance on a people who live in the shadow of death. Let the dawn from on high break upon us, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, coming up on the program tomorrow, got an interesting guest. His name is, he goes by a couple of different names, Tony Manja, he's known as sometimes. His real name is Anthony Shelia. He comes to us from North Jersey. We're going to talk about the connection between faith and food. He's a blogger. He's a good guy. He's a Knight of Columbus. And he goes around, visits different shrines. He's what is known as a foodie. He's been to the Philly area many times. He's familiar with the New York, North Jersey scene. So he's going to not only talk about this connection between faith and food, he's going to compare Philly and New Jersey food and New York food and tell us what's better. We all know that answer, those of us in the Delaware Valley, but we're going to be nice to Tony when he comes on tomorrow because he's a friend. But that's going to be a great show. We'll also take a look at the forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. You know who that is, don't you? The Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about those things. Got some great songs coming up for you tomorrow as well. And one of these days, we're going to have the in-studio return of my good buddy, Mr. Dave Parker. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming up soon. I want to thank you for listening. After this program, we're going to turn you over to the EWTN Radio Network. Keep your station tuned to Holy Spirit Radio, because we have Mass coming up from Birmingham, Alabama. After that, Teresa Tomeo will be here, plus many, many good programs throughout the day on Holy Spirit Radio. You know what? It's been a great pleasure to be with you. Enjoy the day. Go out and serve the Lord in some way. Go be Jesus to someone around you today. I'm Gary Zimak. God willing, we're going to see you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day, everyone.